Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Two more kids are dead after being left in hot cars this summer. A one-year-old girl in New Jersey and a 21-month-old boy in Mississippi both died Friday afternoon. So far this year, at least 35 children in the United States have died this way, according to the national nonprofit Kids in Cars. Often parents are commuting to work and they mistakenly think that they've dropped their child off at daycare. It is a story that Stephanie Sevilla knows all too well. Her 5-month-old son, Gannon, died after being left in her car in 2009. And Stephanie joins us now. Stephanie, thank you for sharing your story. I know it's not easy.
Thank you.
But because of your loss, I'm thinking that when you hear the story this week of the little girl in New Jersey and the boy in Mississippi, that you have something to say.
Yes, it's very heart-wrenching, and I feel sorry for the family and the pain that they're going through, and the pain that they'll continue to go through.
Can you help us understand how something like this happens and how it happened to you?
It's a change in routine, and that's how most of these tragedies happen. It's a simple change in routine with the parent in the mornings with the drop off. In my case, usually I was home to get everyone ready in the mornings to put the bottles in the back seat. I had heard about children not being dropped off to their daycare facilities by the parents, and I had a routine. I put the bottles in the front seat and put my purse in the back seat. And the day that my son died, there was a change in routine, and my husband was home. And it was a wonderful morning. Everything was clicking. We were all working together to get everyone ready. And my husband wanted to put the kids in the car, so he put the kids in the car, and the bottles were accidentally placed in the back seat, and my purse was placed in the front seat because I entered into the front seat. When I was driving down the road, we were all tired from that week of work, and my brain went on autopilot, and after I dropped off my daughter, my son and I got back in the car, and my brain went on autopilot, and I ended up at work like I had done before Gannon was born, when I was driving my daughter by myself. And when I went through my list in my memory bank of what I'd done, I could clearly see myself dropping off my daughter, and I could clearly see myself dropping my son off. Even till this day, the two memories are indistinguishable, except for the fact that one happened and one did not.
Wow.
My brain had inserted a false memory.
Because you had done it so many times, or memory is unreliable?
Because I had done it so many times, when I physically misstepped, my brain inserted a memory. And when I went through my checklist, I could clearly see, and it today, till this day, that's the only memory I have, is that I dropped him off, and clearly it didn't happen. And so that's what happens with these changing routines and these false memories, is that the parents are convinced that they have dropped their child off all day long while they're at work.
When did you realize that you hadn't dropped him off?
At 5, when I got in the car after work.
And you found him?
Yes.
How have you been able to come to terms with that loss?
I don't think parents like me ever really come to terms with it. We just learn to deal with the pain and the grief that it happened to us, that it happened to our child. And we do our best to make it up to our families or to other families, explain to other people what had happened and how easily it can happen to anybody. I'm a great parent.
Of course.
You know, It happens to lots of great parents.
Does that bring you comfort?
No. No. No, it doesn't bring me comfort.
And so to help other people, you tell your story. Now, this almost always turns out to be a terrible accident, but sometimes the police will charge the parents. This summer, a man in New York was charged with manslaughter after his one-year-old twins died in a car. In your experience with this, in talking with people who have gone through it in the years since you have, when are criminal charges appropriate?
Criminal charges would be appropriate when the parent knowingly left their child in there, then the car. Not for the parents who unknowingly left. These parents had no idea, you know, what had happened. A lot of, you know, like I said, these parents are good parents who are trying to go to work. And it's a scientific phenomenon that happens when our brain goes on autopilot and our brains input a previous routine and the new routine of dropping a new child off or a second child off where it's supposed to go is missed.
Do you think that the police, as they investigate these cases, that they're pretty good at acknowledging that science?
I think now they are, yes.
Okay, so let's talk about how it can be prevented, which is now the focus of your efforts. An organization, Kids in Cars, wants lawmakers to require alarm technology in vehicles. How would something like that work? Is it a good idea?
It's a wonderful idea. These tragedies were almost non-existent prior to the 1990s when a lot of parents drove with their infants in the front seat. But when the government required the children to be placed in the back seat, there were no safeguards implemented to help parents remember that their child is in the back seat.
And what would the alarm do?
I think we are leaving the technology up to the individual automakers to decide what type of technology that they can install. But to me, if we can install a weight sensor and alarm in the front passenger seat where it is always an adult to remind the adult to put their seatbelt on, then we should be able to wire the back seat to remind the parents the infant seat is way down with their child. Mm. If we can install DVD players in the back seat, surely we can install safety measures.
Do you think car companies are willing to listen to this idea?
Obviously, some car companies are. They've already installed measures in some of the auto manufacturers.
Like there might be a display on the dash when you get out that says check the back seat.
Correct. I think the Equinox has a display, but I also think that Kia and Hyundai have now installed a system into some of their models.
But you want Congress to mandate it, to say this has to be in there.
Yes.
Just finally, before I let you go, your message to parents who may be listening to this and are sick to their stomachs because they know the risks, like you knew the risks, and yet it still happened.
Yes, I knew the risks and I had precautions. I had a system and it still failed. And that's the importance of having these automakers install the safety measures into our cars. I'm a working parent who went to college, did everything right, getting married, waiting to have enough maternity leave to take off. I'm one of those everyday Americans. And I had a system, and the system still failed.
Stephanie Sevilla volunteers with the group Kids and Cars. Her young son, Gannon, died in 2009 in her hot car. Stephanie, thank you for sharing your story. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
And more on the effort in Congress. This summer, House and Senate lawmakers introduced bills that would require new cars be equipped with backseat sensors. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says there is no one-size-fits-all solution, which is why the agency reminds adults to look in the back seat before they lock their doors and ask themselves, "Where's baby?"